This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Two former top officials at the Holyoke Soldiers' Home face criminal charges for actions they took in March in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Today, Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey announced grand jury indictments against the facility's former superintendent, Bennett Walsh, and former medical director, Dr. David Clinton. Since March, 76 veterans at the facility have died from COVID-19. Close to 200 other residents and staff members contracted the virus.
While this criminal indictment cannot bring back their loved ones, I do hope that it provides those affected some solace that we are doing everything we can to hold accountable the individuals we believe are responsible here.
For more details, we turn to WBUR's Miriam Wasser, who has covered the outbreak, the investigations that followed, and nursing home care during the pandemic. Hi, Miriam.
Hi, Sharon.
What are the charges here?
Well, in what appears to be the first criminal charges brought against nursing home leaders nationwide for how they handled the pandemic, Walsh and Clinton are each facing 10 felony counts for causing or permitting serious bodily injury and neglect of an elder. If convicted, they face years of jail time.
Miriam, remind us about just what happened back in March.
Sure. So the Holyoke Soldiers Home is a state-run nursing home for veterans that, like many other long-term care facilities in the state, was hit hard by the coronavirus. Residents and staff were getting sick. People weren't being isolated. There wasn't enough personal protective equipment. And by March 27th, the situation was so dire and enough staff were calling out sick every day that the leadership team at the home decided that the best way to deal with the staffing shortage was to combine two floors of dementia patients so fewer staff could take care of more people. So rooms that were designed for four people were suddenly crammed with six, and staff had to put nine veterans in a dining room because there weren't enough bedrooms. In total, 42 veterans were suddenly living on a floor designed for 25 at exactly the time the home should have been putting more effort into isolating people. And according to Attorney General Maura Healey today, given their positions at the home, Walsh and Clinton are accountable.
To think about this now, knowing how contagious and deadly this virus is and continues to be, is most disturbing. And the alleged details are even worse.
So what have we heard from Walsh and Clinton?
Well, we haven't heard anything from Clinton, but Walsh's lawyer released a statement today saying that the attorney general was scapegoating his client for the outbreak at the home and that Walsh only ever acted in what he believed was the best interest of residents. The two men are expected to be arraigned in court sometime soon, so hopefully we'll learn more then.
Miriam, what have you heard from families and from other employees at the soldiers' home?
Sure. So I haven't been able to reach any family members yet, but I've seen on Facebook a number of people just publicly thanking Maura Healey and writing that this is a step towards justice. I did, however, speak with a couple employees of the home today. One of them is Joseph Ramirez. He's a certified nursing assistant, and he was actually working this morning when staff got word that Healey was going to make some sort of announcement at 11. He told me that all the TVs in the home were tuned into the press conference and people were just, you know, anxiously waiting for the news. And when they finally learned what happened, that these charges were being brought, Ramirez says the mood was bittersweet. The employees there, and especially some of the CNAs and nurses who were directed to move the residents when they consolidated the wards, who had to handle what felt like an endless stream of body bags as residents died, these people were traumatized by what they saw and did. And so every time that news about Holyoke comes out, they have to relive that trauma. Ramirez described one nurse who just kept saying, wow, over and over again as she processed the news today. That said, Ramirez did say it was good to hear that Walsh and Dr. Clinton are being held accountable. Here's a bit from my conversation with him.
I don't know if happy is the word. I don't know what the word is other than finally, you know, finally they need to face up to, you know, what they're denying happened. You know, somebody needs to, you know, pay the price for, you know, the bad decisions they made or the lack of decisions they made.
Miriam, what happens next? And should we be expecting more charges?
Yeah, so Maura Healey was asked about more charges today at the press conference, and she declined to give specifics beyond saying that if more evidence surfaced about the actions of others in the leadership team at the home, her office would look at it. And this is important because I've heard from staff and from the union that represents them that a lot of people were disappointed to learn that charges weren't brought against certain other employees whose actions they feel also directly led to the horrific outbreak. So we'll definitely be keeping an eye on that.
WBUR's Miriam Wasser. Thank you, Miriam.
You're welcome, Sharon.